Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't make a lot of transactions, and I don't really have a lot of money in the bank. So I don't, you know, I'm not getting my panties all up in a bunch with, you know, what's happening with the IRS and them wanting to look at the account. They can look at the account. I mean, in fact, you know, during Obamacare, and, you know, I even posted my bank balance online. I'm an open book. I really don't care so much about that. What I do care about is the confusion. What I do care about is there's a 2,400-page bill or 2,500-page bill that has a bunch of little things in there, and I'm getting calls and emails and texts going, did you read it? What's going on? What do I have to prepare for? What is this BS? And that is very frustrating because I keep seeing this where there's these big, huge bills like the Affordable Care Act. And you think, okay, there's going to be, you know, this really good piece in it, but then there's all this other stuff that's in there. I just notified a bunch of small business owners to be prepared that if they aren't already doing retirement accounts for their employees, that's in there. There's a mandate for anybody that has more than five employees. You need to do retirement accounts. I think between you and me, it's a good idea to have retirement accounts, and I think that's really good for your staff, not only to help them in the future, but keeps that longevity. But where that can hurt is for those of us that might have retirement accounts for staff, and we've had staff loyalty as a result of that. Now, well, if everybody's doing it, then that hurts your labor shortage more because they're like, well, I could go anywhere and get a retirement account. I don't have to stay with you, Mr. Smith, or whatever. So, you know, it will impact people, you know, in a positive way and in a negative way. So I guess there's been a lot of confusion of the IRS snooping at the bank accounts. I don't think it's so much that, but I do think it's some very interesting overreach. So apparently, what's been happening is the IRS estimates a tax gap of $166 billion per year between the tax owed by businesses and the tax actually being paid. So while the government wants to spend more money, one, even though I had suggested, why don't you stop some of the waste, you know, I know what a lot of, you know, businesses and companies do and contractors do and government agencies do. At the end of the year, right before the budget, they spend all the money because if they don't use it, they lose it. So there's so much wasteful spending so that they still get the same budget, and that's yours and my taxpaying dollars. So I would say, can you stop that? But another issue is we don't have enough people paying taxes. I think 50% of our country pays taxes. But rather than looking at the 50% who aren't paying taxes and why and how they're getting out of taxes, they're looking at the tax-paying people and squeezing them more. Now, mind you, if you owe on taxes, pay your taxes. But they feel that $166 billion is still owed to them, and people are figuring out ways not to pay. Well, that's what happens when you have half the country not paying, and the other half of the country is like, why are we doing all the paying? They're like, well, why don't we, you know, also not pay? So it's this whole, it's a really, really bad kind of attitude where it's like, you know, rather than let's all pull together, it's, okay, you know what, if they're not doing it, then I'm not doing it. So the government wants to require comprehensive reporting on money flowing in and out of accounts to enhance the effectiveness of IRS enforcement measures and encourage voluntary compliance. So to achieve that, the Treasury proposed requiring financial institutions to annually report the total money that went in and out of bank, loan, and investment accounts if those accounts hold a value of at least $600, or if the total is at least $600 in a year. So most of us have bank accounts over $600. So if the total debits, funds flowing out of the account, and credits equal at least $600, including deposit paychecks or Cash App or PayPal or Venmo, banks are going to have to report those figures to the IRS. They say the banks are not going to report details on individual transactions, like how money was spent. So let's say Corey and I have a honeymoon coming up. Not a honeymoon. Let's say we have an anniversary coming up, like our 25th wedding anniversary. And I decide that I want to get a hotel room and I want to go to Victoria's Secret. IRS is not going to know about that unless, of course, they listen to my show, because I'll tell you guys all about it because, you know, it's good content. So the Biden administration wants banks to report all transactions over $600 to the IRS. So now we have two different headlines looking at, no, it's only the accounts versus is it the transactions? And so the full details aren't clear. What Daily Mail is reporting, because that first was from USA Today, what Daily Mail is reporting is the IRS is going to get $80 billion to do this. Now, we're giving the IRS $80 billion to try to collect $166 billion in deficit. Wouldn't that money be better spent getting the other half of the country to work, who would then be putting money into the system? So that's what I have a problem for. We're spending $80 billion for more IRS. So we're just giving more money to the government. Why doesn't that money go to more jobs and get more people working? And then that money gets into the tax system. I mean, yeah, we do have auditors. We have a crap load of auditors already. Why aren't the auditors doing the job? You know, they're making it sound like, okay, we are going to now be able to audit. Don't they already have auditors? What are we paying for? We're paying for auditors already. Well, apparently we need $80 million more in auditing, $80 billion more. The IRS would get an annual report on money deposited and withdrawn from every bank account. New reporting would build from the 1099 taxpayers form when they receive $10 or more in interest from a bank, brokerage, or other financial institution. So how many times did you guys get some extra money, right? And you're like, well, it's under the 500, so I don't have to report it. Now the IRS will know about it. And so I think what they want to do is scare people because, you know, even if they don't have time to look at every account, an audit's bad. So you'll be like, you know what, forget it here. I made money, just take it. We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners wants to be anonymous but is saying that he's seen people get boosters who aren't qualified to. Can I discuss what happens then? Well, they're making it sound like there's plenty of shots, so whoever wants a shot can have it. That's kind of why I'm a little confused by the mandates and all that. If somebody doesn't want the shot, give it to somebody who does. You know? That somebody's at high risk. If there's a country with people who are at high risk, let them get it. Somebody wants a booster, you know? The safety, is the safety profile out there? Well, right now, I'm not worried so much about the safety of boosters unless you've had an allergy. If you had an allergy or a bad reaction to the first or second, well, most likely, if you had a bad reaction to the first and had a bad reaction to the second, then you probably then have a bad reaction to the third.
But if you think you had a reaction to the first, nothing happened to you with the second, still, I would talk to your doctor. But I'm not as worried about, you know, the safety of the boosters as much as I'm worried about the logistics of all of this. Because now that we're mandating and people are losing their jobs for not getting a shot, then what if somebody who had COVID this summer has, you know, a whole slew of antibodies versus somebody like you or I that got our shots in January and our immunity is waning? Why do I get to keep my job and that person has to lose their job? I think that's kind of a mess. And then, because we have boosters, does it mean that, you know, are we now under-vaccinated? Are those of us at any moment, at any day now, going to be accused of being unvaccinated because we didn't get our booster? So that's always a big concern. So one of the reports out is Americans who aren't eligible for COVID-19 looks like are getting the shot. No questions asked at pharmacies or doctor's offices. And even though 60 million Americans are eligible, other people are getting it. So, you know, the reason why, even though the CDC says, look, you have to be over 65, you have to have, you know, pre-existing conditions, you know, work in an environment or be in an environment where it's high risk, you know, which would be like nursing home or jail or, you know, a healthcare worker. I mean, under the I'm high risk or, you know, certain medical conditions, I think a lot of people are able to get a doctor's note or just do it. I noticed that when you do go to the pharmacy, I was at the pharmacy to get the kids flu shots, and the pharmacists are like, do you want a COVID vaccine? And I understand, because otherwise they have to throw them out. You know, and I'm like, no, I'm good. I already had a COVID vaccine. I could have lied and said, you know what? Yeah, I think I would like to get a COVID vaccine. And then I get it. You know, if a lot of people aren't in the database, I should be in the database. But if there's many people, I think I could see people not in the database able to get another shot. So, well, it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens there. But, you know, do I think people who get a booster are at higher risk for, medical conditions and all that? If they went through shot one and shot two fine, nothing's 100% safe. Nothing is. But my mom got her booster. A lot of older people I know got their booster and they did fine. So I think it's okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I heard that somebody who survived the Spanish flu just died of COVID. Hold on a second. Let me get you that story. This was very interesting. Obviously, she was super, super young. But we're being told that a woman, 105 years old, Primetta Giacopini, survived the Spanish flu. She fell in love with a World War II fighter pilot, escaped Europe ahead of Benito Mussolini's fascist regime. She ground steel for the U.S. war effort, advocated for her daughter who was medically challenged, and she turned 105, sadly got COVID. Doreen Giacopini says, I think my mother would have been around quite a bit longer if she hadn't contracted COVID. That's according to her 61-year-old daughter. She was a fighter. She had a hard life, and her attitude always was basically all Americans who were not around for World War II were basically spoiled brats. So her mother, Pasquini Faye, died in Connecticut of the flu in 1918 at the age of 25. As you know, the pandemic killed about 675,000 Americans. At the time, she was 2 years old when her mom died. Her father, a laborer, didn't want to raise Primetta or younger sister Alice, so he sent Alice back to Italy, the ancestral homeland, and had Primetta go to an Italian foster family, who then later relocated back to Italy in 1929. And men at the time didn't raise kids alone. And so it was something that, sadly, you know, people would go to a family where there was a woman who could take care of them. And so she supported herself working as a seamstress. and then she fell in love with an Italian fighter pilot named Vittorio Andriani. Just, I don't even know what he looks like, but sounds sexy. An Italian fighter pilot. Mm. Anyway, she goes, I didn't see too much of him. This is the because he was always fighting someplace. But Italy entered the war in June 1940. The local police warned Prometta to leave because Mussolini wanted American citizens out of the country. She refused. Several weeks later, state police told her to get out, warning her that she could end up in a concentration camp. Then, I believe her husband was missing in action. He had crashed and died near Malta. While he was missing, she joined a group of strangers making their way out of Italy on a train to Portugal. See, I could see that. You know what's interesting? You know, I had family that didn't leave. You know, people are always like, who wouldn't have left? Why did people not leave? And, you know, nobody really knew what was going on with the concentration camps. There might have been rumors, but who would have believed it? You know, remember, this was after, you know, what was going on? In the U.S., right, we had Frank Sinatra singing, and, I mean, in the U.S., we had Bing Crosby, we had all sorts of, you know, I mean, life was nice in the 40s, I mean, before we entered the war. You wouldn't have thought that really somebody is going to round you up because of who you are and kill you. And the media was very censored and controlled. So people didn't know. You couldn't text somebody. You couldn't FaceTime. You didn't know. And so, you know, my family, you know, the family that survived, obviously talks about the family that died is, you know, well, they were idiots. They should have left. But, you know, I could just imagine you, it's not like you have bank accounts all over the place. You only have what you have. And so if a lot of your worth is in furniture, I never understood that growing up, but apparently, you know, you would put money, good money, into furniture because furniture would last, and that was a big, important part of your house. For us, we just go back to IKEA. We don't care. But, you know, so a lot of their value was in the furniture. Well, you can't just take your furniture. Their value was in the house. What, you walk away from your house? Because there's a possibility that somebody is going to kill you when, you know, you're a citizen and this is your homeland. Somebody's going to tell you not to work. See, nowadays we're like, oh yeah, somebody can tell you not to work and say, show me the papers and kick you out of a restaurant. I mean, now we're all feeling it. We're seeing that. But back then, they didn't see it. And they're like, so where do I go? It's not like I have cash or a credit card. They didn't have credit cards. And then if they do have cash, they could get mugged. Where do they go? Where do they live? How do they eat? And they don't speak the language. And then when people did try to come to America, America turned the boats around. So to leave all that, let somebody ransack your home, you try to get on a ship just to be turned back around? I can understand it was a poor decision, but I can understand why so much of my family who lived in Poland and Lithuania and all that said, we'll stay put and ride this out. Sadly, they got rounded up and killed. So it's, you know, her husband's gone. Her husband's a fighter pilot. You know, she's going to wait for him to come home. But luckily, she didn't. She went to America. Interesting stuff. Tragic times. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. If you polled American working families and asked them what stands in their way in order to achieve their best lives, you would find it in this Build Back Better bill. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirms this is what you want.
There's not disagreement about the fundamentals of what we're trying to achieve. And there is agreement that we need to address the climate crisis, that we need to cut costs for childcare, for college, that we need to make it easier for women to rejoin the workforce. We need to rebuild and modernize our infrastructure. So there's agreement on that.
Lawmakers in Arkansas on Wednesday advanced a bill that would allow workers to opt out of their employer's COVID-19 vaccine requirement if they can prove they have natural antibodies against the coronavirus or if they are tested weekly. This is USA Radio News. The New York Times published an opinion essay on Tuesday that imagined new designs for the American flag, some of which emphasized divisions and decline in the country. Combat veteran and congressional candidate Corey Mills was on Fox News and had some comments on this idea.
This is the woke military, the cancel culture, the we want to erase the American identity, the nuclear family, attack religion, etc. I think the stars and stripes look just fine on their own.
Breitbart News senior editor Rebecca Mansour congratulated the New York Times for writing the stupidest op-ed of all time. The former U.S. Director of National Intelligence says there was no concerning intelligence regarding China in the fall of 2020, rebutting General Mark Milley. Milley spoke with his Chinese counterpart in October 2020 and January. Milley said he conveyed that the United States was not going to attack China. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I am hearing that there are many doctor's offices and many hospitals that are hiring. So they are looking for staff. They are looking for staff. So on one end, we have hospital systems that are firing not a huge percentage of their payroll, but whoever's not vaccinating or following the mandate, they're being fired. People keep trying to use the argument, we have vaccine mandates for healthcare workers. There are employment mandates already for people. There's a big difference between you getting ready to take on a job and you having to fill out the application and you having to show your birth certificate or your social security. You have to show your papers. You having to show your immunity card, vaccine cards, things like that. It's another thing to have somebody who has been there since January 2020, February 2020, March 2020, coming back to work over and over and over again just to find out in September of 2021, you're getting canned because you didn't get a shot. Firing somebody is not the same as, well, you need to show your proof of vaccine before you, you know, get the job. That's a big difference. You're talking about telling somebody to pack their bags and leave, and you have a deficit in that hospital. You have a deficit at that desk. There's a big difference. I know people don't want to see it. I mean, I had to show that I was vaccinated for hepatitis to work in a restaurant. Yeah, that's a completely different thing than somebody who busted their butt during the COVID pandemic and now is being fired. A big concern a lot of us have in medicine is who are the replacements. Now, I've met many awesome nurses from the Philippines. Many of these foreign nurses that come in to help fill gaps in our healthcare system, God bless them, they're wonderful. But do they equate to the training of that veteran nurse that lived through the whole pandemic? Obviously was strong enough to survive throughout the whole pandemic. Do they equate to that veteran nurse who you're firing? It does make you wonder. So while I'm seeing a lot of people on the bandwagon, right, you know, pointing fingers and saying, yeah, mandate, they should fire. One doctor was online bragging that he fired, you know, one of his staff people because they wouldn't vaccinate. Everybody's like, you know, not everybody, but some people are like really happy about it and excited about that. The one thing I want to remind all of you is any day now, we could be accused of being unvaccinated. I got my vaccine in January and February. I did what I was told. Now, I wanted the vaccine. I told you, I trust Pfizer over China. Got my Pfizer vaccine, I'm happy girl. I feel it protected me against COVID. But as we expected, the immunity is going to wane. The shot's not going to be, you know, lifelong, just like the flu. So my next question is what day, when is it going to happen? And it is going to happen, people, where somebody stands up, gets behind the mic, and goes, attention, everybody, you are currently unvaccinated. And now there's this whole big rush of needing to get your booster. Has anybody kind of thought that through? You know, I was very relieved by the FDA saying, look, okay, we're going to think this through. You know, we're going to recommend it for those who need it. Those who want the booster, those who are high risk, get it. But we kind of need to be aware that if the boosters are needed, and we're being told that our immunity wanes at 6 months, the White House at 8 months, the CDC is saying 6 months, that means you or I are under-vaccinated, or somebody might start to throw out the term unvaccinated. So then what happens? And all of you who agreed with the kicking people out of a restaurant, kicking people out of school, not allowing them to keep their job when they busted their butts for the community, or you, you're now going to be one of them. Now, somebody could say, it's okay because we could just go get our booster. Well, not everybody can get their booster. There are some pharmacies who are giving it out because they're going to have to throw out their surplus. So they're like, do you want a COVID vaccine? Are you due for one? So there are people getting it that maybe don't qualify. But what if something happens to the supply chain? You guys are supporting all these mandates and rules that are going to be locked into some sort of arbitrary fake law. And you don't realize that you are going to fall into the trap of being an unvaccinated
vaccinated any day now. And you think it's not going to happen to me because I could just go get a booster. What if you can't? What if there's a recall? What if there's something wrong with, let's say, a lot? What if we hear from another country, like we heard from Canada, that, you know what, we don't want this particular group getting this shot because of this risk? What are you going to do? Please be very careful supporting these arbitrary, very restrictive, obsessive, draconian, combative rules that are out there, because at any time you are going to be the victim and the on the other end and assaulted by these same rules. I got my vaccine in January and February. And watching all this talk about the boosters, I support the boosters. I think the boosters are great. But I am scared to death that at any point one of you guys is going to accuse any of us that got the vaccine that we're going to now be unvaccinated because our immunity waned and we don't have the booster. Don't make all these laws, people. Don't make all these mandates. You're going to get yourself trapped. You're also going to be in a position where your nurses and hospital staff or doctors, if they have any issues getting a booster, now have to leave. You know, the mandates were one thing, not that I supported them, but the mandates were one thing when, all right, just get your vaccine. It's your two shots and you're good. I think we have all come to the realization that the two shots were not good. We are going to need boosters. So we have now opened up this whole big can of worms where your immunity relies on you, you know, fighting the waning immunity. Well, and again, if immunity is the focal point, then that means our natural immunity should be focused on as well. And, you know, maybe we will. Maybe the good to all of this chaos is we will eventually have a good, very easy blood test or maybe a little finger stick so we could show, look, we have the antibodies, leave us alone for a month or two. But I fear that I'm going to have less antibodies than somebody who had it naturally, and I'm going to lose my job because we're making all these rules about being unvaccinated. And my vaccine is wearing off by the day. Now you could say, oh, that's not going to happen because they'll change the rules. I don't know. Once you make a rule, it's hard to change. They changed the lockdown. We tried to flip the lockdown like a light switch, and you see we're still dealing with lockdown woes. We're still dealing with labor shortages. We're still dealing with the aftermath. Be very careful about making these rules because your immunity is waning by the day and you are going to then be under law, under vaccinated, and later an unvaccinated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you Those with hair can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you ever gone to Dollar Tree or the 99 cent store? I don't know if I've been to a Dollar Tree, but I have been to a 99 cent store. And I only went once because by the time I got out of there, I was still at about 30, 40 bucks. And I thought I was going to save money. And I think the reason why is when I got in there, it wasn't just 99 cents. Everything in there was for 99 cents. There were a lot of things that were over. Or for some reason, it just didn't, you know, whatever was for 99 cents wasn't enough. So I had to buy five of them, you know, to make it what would have equated to what I would have needed, like whether it was laundry detergent or whatever the heck. Well, Dollar Tree made an announcement that they are going to have to sell products over a dollar due to inflation and shipping costs. And so Dollar Tree may be more like a $1.50 tree. I'm confused why this is a headline, because they're already selling things for over a dollar. But I guess they had to make a formal announcement. Excuse me, apparently what's going on is shipping costs are taking an additional $1.50 to $1.60 bite out of per share profits and rising inflation. Dollar Tree has to cover the cost by passing it on to consumers. So according to CEO Michael Witinski, he said, for decades, our customers have enjoyed the thrill of the hunt for value at $1, and we remain committed to that core proposition. But many are telling us that they also want a broader product assortment when they come to shop. What can you get for a dollar these days? So Dollar Tree is raising their money. Now, they can't change all their signage of all their stores. It's going to be costly. But what they have done is have these little sections called Dollar Tree Plus. And Dollar Tree Plus gives the chain some flexibility to sell things at $3, sell things at $5. So I'm looking, there's some birdhouses, there's some books. So little notebooks. So they're able to sell some things for $3 and $5 at Dollar Tree. Now, their mission statement, because here's the thing, I like to look at marketing, all right? And, you know, when I see a store, and I thought it was brilliant, a store where everything there is for a dollar, plates for a dollar, I mean, that's cheap. Flowers, candles for a dollar, I mean, that's fantastic. In fact, I think I want to go there now because I think there's a lot of little things I could use around the house for a dollar. But I, you know, gum, I don't know. But their mission is to keep things under a dollar. Dollar Tree is a customer-oriented, value-driven variety store operating at a $1 price point. They might have to change their mission statement. So you could be called Dollar Tree and just kind of have that, okay, well, we sell a lot of things for a dollar. But their mission statement is our price point's a dollar. So does that mean it's flexible? Does it mean it's fluid? They're able to charge more or not? But all I know is, you know, when I try to get, you know, in and out of one of those stores, I still end up spending more money than I think I would have, you know, if I just went to another store. But I do like the idea that, you know, things you really don't need to have that's really expensive, you could do. So one example of something that I don't spend a lot of money on is sunglasses. And the reason why is I lose them all the time. So in the 90s, when one of my fellow medical students would have a $100 pair of Ray-Bans, at the time they were $100, I'm like, that's ridiculous. You're going to lose them. I lose sunglasses all the time. So I would be buying $5 Walmart sunglasses. They didn't look good. They weren't sexy, but I skied a lot in medical school. And so if I was going to lose them on the slope, I'd rather lose $5 than $100. I didn't have $100 to spend on Ray-Bans. I didn't get that much in student loans. I even waited tables when I was in medical school. So $100, that would be a lot of tips. And so for something like that, for our cooking ware and eating ware, I would be very careful because I don't know what chemicals are on them. If we're getting a lot of this stuff from China, I don't know if I would trust it. But balloons pop. A balloon for a dollar is a fantastic idea. Party decor for a dollar, that's great. Would I buy makeup for a dollar? Probably not. You know, anything that will touch your body, I don't think I would use something that could be that cheap. Unless, of course, it's like a food item, you know, like a bottled water or something like that, that doesn't have to be a dollar. But I bring this story up because when you have a store like Dollar Tree or 99 cent store or things like that, where they have to basically kind of go against their mantra, their mission statement because of inflation and cost, it means we got some money issues. Now, they say in U.S., the annual inflation rate reached 4.2% in July. According to Trading Economics, the annual inflation rate in the U.S. eased to 5.3% in August from a 13-year high of 5.4% reported in June and July, matching market expectations. I don't know why their number is different from everybody else saying it's 4.2. But according to Trading Economics, it went down to 5.3 from 5.4. They say a slowdown was seen in cost of used cars and trucks. That was at about 41.7% inflation, down to 32%. Transportation services went down a little bit. Shelter, apparel. But faster price increases went up for food, food at home, food away from home, new vehicles, energy, medical care services. They say the monthly rate eased from 0.3% to 0.5%, better than the forecast of 0.4%. But increases were seen in gasoline, household furnishings, operations, food, and shelter. So I don't like inflation. I get very, very nervous about the spending. I get very nervous about this bill. In fact, we have some breaking news. Senator Joe Manchin has given his red lines for the Democrats' massive domestic spending plan, and his limit is a $1.5 to $2 trillion, less than the $3.5 trillion of President Biden. His opposition with Senator Kyrsten Sinema threatens to upend the president's entire domestic agenda, they say, and House liberals will not support a $1 trillion infrastructure bill without progress on the bigger package, which I think is complete BS, where one bill is held up because they want the other bill to go through. It's ridiculous what we allow our politicians to do. But I do find it interesting that you have some Democrats holding this up. And, you know, people got mad at the rhinos of the Republican side, and people are getting mad at the moderate Democrats. But it just blows my mind that we don't have more central people, people that are more centrist and moderate. It's the extremes are just so bad. And the West Virginia senator has been, you know, a favorite among Republicans because, you know, he's been, you know, pretty moderate, pretty steady with, you know, a lot of his, you know, his bucks against the liberal pendulum, which is why some people like Susan Collins and Murkowski from the Democrat side of the moderate Republicans. But my issue is whatever they're telling us with the 1.5 to 2 trillion or whatever, it is going to be a, it's nothing that you and I are going to be able to, bean count and comprehend. It could be more money. The money is just all one big pot. And so with inflation and the cost of medical goods and the cost of supplies and, you know, we're in for a mess and the market's sadly reflecting it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.